Hello, hello, beautiful people. How are you doing? Welcome back to Be You, Handcrafted by God with, you know the drill, yours truly, Meredith Ewen. How is everybody doing? I have not been around here on this podcast for a little while. Been focusing on pushing out some projects for 2025. Can you believe it? 2025. We're in December. We're like a few weeks away from Christmas. What in the world? I hope everybody is doing absolutely amazing. I know sometimes the holidays are really hard for people. One thing I know for sure is I'm grateful for every day I get to wake up. Every day is a gift. Do you believe it? So I want to talk to you today about value. The value of a friend, though. I want to talk to you about friendship. The value of a friend. Why are friends so important? Because we were never, ever meant to do this life alone, right? We all need friends. Friendship's one of the greatest gifts that life can give us. When we don't, when we're all alone, we feel so isolated. And in those moments, desperation comes. And we do things probably we wouldn't do if we had a trusted friend alongside of us. So, you know, I want to explore a little bit what makes a true friend and why friendship matters. And how do we be the kind of friend that reflects God's love? So go ahead, grab your coffee, settle in, and let's talk about the value of a friend, okay? Why are friends so important? Why are they so important? Why do they matter so much? And like I said, life's a journey, and we're never ever meant to walk it alone. Friendship brings companionship, encouragement, and strength, especially during those tough seasons, right? Ecclesiastes 4, 9 through 10 tells us that two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor. If either one of them falls down, the other can help the person up. Friendship is a lifeline. If it's a hand reaching out when you feel like you're sinking, if someone's cheering you on the road, you know, when it gets hard, or, you know, it's a reflection of God's own design. He created us for connection, not isolation. What are some of the biblical traits of a great friend? I want you to take a look at how you are. What kind of friend are you? Loyalty. Are you loyal? Proverbs 17:17 says, a friend loves at all times, and a brother is born of adversity. A great friend stands by you through thick and thin. They don't disappear when life gets hard. You know, are you the kind of friend that's steady? Even when things change, even when the dynamics of what used to be changes, are you still steady? Are you still the same? Do you still show up? Honesty. Proverbs 27:6 reminds us that wounds from a friend can be trusted, but an enemy, multiple kisses. True friends aren't afraid to speak the truth, even when it's hard, because they want what's best for you. Now the key is, how do we speak that truth? What does that look like? We still need to be gentle and kind, right? I remember years ago, the way that I would deliver in honesty is so completely different now. I could say it because it's me talking. Well, anyone can say it because they know the growth. When I mean anyone, you know, my friends that I had back at that time. Because one of my friends recently just highlighted this for me, but you know, I used to be super harsh in my communication and even in speaking truth. And I'm grateful for the grace of God through friends that He's given me to be honest with me about that. What about encouragement? 1 Thessalonians 5:11 says, encourage one another and build each other up. A great friend lifts you up, cheering for you even when you're struggling, or celebrating when you succeed. What about a friend that sacrifices? John 15:13 tells us that greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for his friends. True friendship is selfless. It's about putting others' needs before our own. Spiritual accountability. Iron sharpens iron. So one person sharpens another. In Proverbs 27:17. Godly friendships challenge you to grow spiritually. They hold you accountable and praying for you constantly. In Jonathan and David's relationship in 1 Samuel 18, verses 1 through 4, Jonathan's friendship with David was marked by loyalty and selflessness. Even though Jonathan was next in line for the throne, he supported David, knowing that God's plan for his friend's life, right? Ruth and Naomi. In Ruth 1, 16 through 17, Ruth's devotion to Naomi is a powerful example of sacrificial love. She refused to leave Naomi's side, saying, "Where you go, I will go. Where you stay, I'll stay." What about Jesus and his disciples? Jesus modeled perfect friendship. He loved accountability. He served others. He laid down his life for his friends. John 15, 13. He called his disciples not just followers, but he called them friends. Right? How do we be a great friend? That's a great question. Five things I want to point out. Be present. A friendship requires time and effort. Show up, listen, be there, even when it's inconvenient. Be honest, be kind, speak truth, but always do it with love and grace. Build up and don't tear down. I always say words are as powerful as drugs. It can build you up and tear you down. So it's important in our honesty that we're kind and graceful and loving. Pray for your friends. Pray for one another. Prayer is the most powerful gift you can give a friend. Lift them up to God daily. Celebrate, support. Romans 12:15 says, "Rejoice with those who rejoice and mourn with those who mourn." Be a cheerleader for their victories, a shoulder to cry on in their struggles. Point them to God. Help your friends grow spiritually by sharing the word of God, encouraging their faith, reminding them of God's promises. Friendship reflects God's love. Friendship is more than a relationship. It's a reflection of God's love. Jesus said in John 15:12, "My commandment is to love one another as I have loved you." When we love our friends with kindness, patience, selflessness, we show them a glimpse of how much God loves them. And we surround ourselves with godly friends. We experience the love in return. When we surround ourselves with godly friends. Proverbs 27:9 says, "Perfume and incense bring joy to the heart, and pleasantness of a friend brings springs from their heart." Perfume and incense bring joy to the heart, and the pleasantness of a friend springs from their heartfelt advice. Friendship is such an incredible gift. I want to challenge us. What day are we on? So this podcast is being done on a Wednesday. So in this midweek challenge for us, I want you to reach out to a friend this week and tell them why you value them. Reflect. Number one, reach out to a friend and tell them how much you value them. Number two, reflect on how to be a better friend. Number three, ask God to help you cultivate friendships that honor him and reflect his love. Right? So those are my little, as I say every time, my little nuggets for the week for you to chew on. Everybody can grow in this area, right? Remember that the only responsibility that you have is for yourself. Your response is your responsibility. So you be that great friend and let God do the rest, okay? Cherish your friendships. Strive to be the kind of friend that God calls you. And listen, if this podcast resonated with you, share it with a friend. That would mean the world to me. Blessings and love and so many, many hugs to you, my friend. And I'll chat with you next time, okay? Ciao for now.